So we're holding a Siman Kuf Chav Ches. We're holding, I think, in Sukkot Lamed Zayin. Actually, Sif Lamed Zayin. Mormer lo yisez kapov. So the person who's a Mormer should not be known as kapov. The Mishnah Berurah, you'll notice, has the phrase Mormer lo yisez geluling, which sounds like it was censored out of the Mechaber. I'm assuming that's what happened. So here we're talking about a Mormer for Avodah Zorah. So the first sheet is the Rambam. The Rambam sheet is that even if he did tshuva, because the malach is by the Mishnah will point out, there's a din by avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. The pasuk says that the kohen habomos cannot do avoid even after they've done tshuva. They can't do avoid. So we in general see them many times. We compare the Nesias Kapayim to avoid, and therefore, if he was once avoid of Zorah, so he can't be noticed as kapov. The second sheet holds no. If he did tshuva, he can noticed as kapov. If he nikr the Ramah holds that sneaker sheet. Vim nenas, the Dibre called noticed as kapov. If, however, he did about his Zorah under duress, so he's able to be noticed as kapov. Mishnah Berurah is going to grapple with that. Why would the Rambam agree to that case? Now, doing avodah zarah under onus is still also to do. Right? On the other hand, the person is intrinsically against doing avodah zarah. So, if you tell me if he holds tshuva work, so that this is like he's as soon as his onus is gone, he's not going to do it again. So he's equivalent of always doing tshuva. But according to the Rambam, tshuva doesn't help. Right? So the Mishnah Berurah is going to grapple with exactly why. Would doing it under earnest allow him to do allow him to minus a kapov? So the Mishnah Berurah Mumer Lavel is Gilulim Kufla Medalit Bein Meshayge Bein Memezid. The Rambam says even if he did it Meshayge Fil Asa Tshuva, even if he did Tshuva, the Fidah May Avoda Shiposulo. We learn from the Avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, which a Kohen who did Avoda Zarah is possible forever. For doing avodah, you could receive ach lo yalo kanei but most of these bachas shem b'yishalayim that we're not going to be merachek the kahane b'mus, and they would get once they done shuva, they would get a portion in matnas kahuna, they would get a portion of the kabonas to eat, but they can't do the avodah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah v'im hiftiach lohamer v'chazar if the the guy had spoken to him and he said he'll do it, but then he never actually did it. Even the Rambam will agree that it does not pass on him. Now there is a way to do avodah zarah b'peh. The Gemara Sanhedrin in the seventh parak, I think it is, says if a person will walk over to the avodah zarah and says to an Eli Atah, you're my God, he's chayv misa. So there is a way to do avodah zarah just by saying, but he didn't do that. He says, "I will be meimer das." You know, the guy who spoke to him said, "Yeah, I'll join you." The bnei brit, he never joined, so that's not considered that he did avodah zarah. Okay. Kasu achronim. Now the achronim come and say an interesting thing over here. The feeling heimer ladas yishma'elim. There's different versions of Christianity, and many of them are about avodah zarah. The Orthodox Church, the Greek Orthodox and Russian Orthodox, for sure, is about avodah zarah. For a Yisrael, for a Jew, Catholicism is also about avodah zarah. Maybe some of the other ones, some of the Protestant ones are not considered avodah zarah. But the avodah of the Ishmaelim Islam is not considered avodah skiludim. So if a person would then be meimer das to that, so does he have the status? Zakti, this is Magen Avraham. Velachi nikrim mumer lo yisakapov. But the fact that there's an element of denial in the divinity of the Torah, which that would give him for this purpose the same halacha. The person is a mumer lechal Shabbos beferhesia, which means in front of ten. Either that means Mishnah Berurah and Shin Pei Hei. We learn this by the halachas of schiras rishus, that if there's Jews who live together in the chatzer, so the Jews are all joined together in the Ruvach Hatzeris, and that's sufficient. They're all mishtatim in the Ruvach Hatzeris. If there's a goy there, it's not sufficient to do shituv. You have to buy it out from the goy. Halachas of a Jew is mechal Shabbos, you have to buy out from him. It's like a goy. And over there it said that the definition is mechal Shabbos for Hesyo. That's defined. Either he did it in front of 10 Jews, or he did it in a way that 10 Jews will find out about it. It's also called Befer Hesyo for these purposes. So a Jew is Mechal Shabbos Befer Hesyo. So this was a famous ongoing problem. Shul's had here in America. We had people who were Kahanim who worked on Shabbos. And the Pasha Dolacha, the Mumma Lachal Shabbos, people know about it. They can't be in the Kabbalah. And of course, they didn't necessarily always take very, very happily to that Pesach. Especially since they were Mechal Shabbos. I'll have to listen to Rav for that issue also. And set up some good fights. So Marsha has a tshuva. So Marsha's Bechadish. That in a case where a person, obviously a person not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos because of Pranasa, but he was not doing it because of his denial of Torah, a denial of the significance of Shabbos. It's just he felt he couldn't withstand the pressure of not having Pranasa. So Rav Moshe's Machad is that such a person would be allowed to Nosa Kapayim. Now, Rav Moshe, Pashas Liabi Din of Schir Sushus, Rav Moshe would say the same thing. Rav Moshe did not say it in regards to that. Rav Moshe doesn't, the Tshuva was not talking about that, but the Gabi this halacha of the Sheis Kapayim, Rav Moshe was obviously under the daichik of these people. Over here in the Moshe Tisha, they quote Rav Moshe, and they also quote an interesting tshuva from the Tzitz Eliezer, which he quotes from Rav Chaim Moser, that we want the opposite. If we're going to not allow them to Nesu Kapayim, their children will forget that they're Kahanim, and then they're going to end up marrying grushas, etc. We might make things worse by doing so. So we should be makel and allow them to be Nosa Kapayim.
What's the makel without any halachic basis, just in order that they shouldn't, their children shouldn't, is that enough of a story to allow them to
Nosa Kapayim? So the argument is, if there are Kahanim Ksherim there, so the fact that they join them, we don't have to stop them from being Nosa Kapayim. This halach over here is Pashtus, a kanasta rabbanon. It's not a din deraisa. The argument being, we'll see later on, the fact that a kohen does averus does not preclude him from being a sekapayim. It's like, you know, person, you know, I do averus, I shouldn't put on tefillin this morning. Being a sekapayim, what do you want from me? Right? So, listen, since you did averus, we're going to make you do another averus, not being a sekapayim also. It's a kanasta rabbanon. So the argument being, in that situation, we're not mechuyev to stop. If they want to, we're not mechuyev to stop them. That's, I think, how Rav Chaim Moser said it.
A
Tinek Shanishpa would be better for this purpose. That the Bechal not aware and knowledgeable about these issues, Pasha the Knas wouldn't apply to them. Okay. Now, V'yesharim, Shem also Tshuva. I know, I feel over what is Gedulim B'mezit. So the second sheet that holds that Tshuva works, even a person who B'mezit did about a Zoro. He converted out to Christianity, and eventually wants to do tshuva and come back, so he can be Nosa Kapayim. Okay, now if he did it under Onus, he's allowed to be Nosa Kapayim. Kufa Mavah. So the Mishnah Berurah after the Dibur Rambam. Shubal Deir Rishono. Kosa Behedya. The Avim the Im Ovid Be Onus. Well, Yisa Kapayim. We're trying to be Maz with the Rambam, and that's the Dibur Rakol. Because according to the second sheet, obviously it works, because that's like equivalent to doing tshuva. But Oinus is like, I don't want to do it. As soon as Oinus is gone, he'll stop doing it. So that's equivalent to doing tshuva. So the second sheet, there was not the Chiddush. The Chiddush is in the Rambam. The Rambam says the Pharisee is not like this. So what does he mean, the Divrei Kol Nosa Kapayim? So Zot Mishnah Berurah, that Hachamar Beloy of Avodah Adayin, Raksha Hemer Dosei. So the case here was Mummer, means he had officially accepted this new religion, but he had not done any action of Avodah Zorah. he said he believes in this. We didn't do any action. This Gemara says that a person would accept the Avodah Zarah as his God. He's chayav misa. So Gresham clicked. He didn't do anything. He just said, "I believe in, you know, whatever." That's, you know, that really, why is it so much better? Since you have the mile, didn't do any type of mice, so then we're going to give it the kanas doesn't apply, and even the Rambam would agree that's in the case of he did it under earnest, that he is. He is Kapayim. I want to point out one other thing in the Rambam. The Rambam is the fascinating. We mentioned this last week, I think. This group, I remember. That the Rambam, there's a place in the Tosfos in the Rambam. The Rambam says in the case of a person that there's literally Yargo Yavar. By these three things, one of them is Avodah Zarah, that a person should rather be killed rather than do the Avodah Zarah. The person is under pressure. He did Avodah Zarah under pressure. So what if everyone was the Ivor? So he's over to Avodah Zarah, and there's no Het to Avodah. So he did Avodah Zarah. The Rambam says no. There's a Ptur Avodah. A person doesn't have Avodah Zarah. Not Chayim. So what if everyone was the Ivor? He's over the midst of Kiddush Hashem. In order to shechil Hashem, there's a mitzvah kiddush Hashem which says that even under duress, a person mechuyev the mekadesh Hashem shemayim, and not do it. So he's mevatel to the mitzvah kiddush Hashem, but Avodah Zarah he didn't do. It's like any of a person does a very bad, and he's not chayiv. So the Rambam is the shita which holds that a person does a Avodah Zarah ba'ainis, he's not called over to Avodah Zarah. The guy be the ancient, but still the Rambam says the guy be didn't be nosa kapayim. If he does have a nazar ba'oynis, he can't be nosa kapayim. So you see, clear that the kanas over here was, it's more along the lines of, it's not proper for this person to be the person getting up and giving a bracha to the tzibur. The tzibur should be kafah to this person giving the bracha, even though mitzad ancient, even he didn't do a nazar. But the mice, he physically did an act of Avodah Zarah. So you see over here that the action is the problem, not so much the Averish Avoy. So Zatim Shabra, Tayyachin is the opposite. Even if he did something which we said, Dini Avera, it's called doing Avodah Zarah. Bonus, right? But accepting it, you know, he says, okay, they tell him under threat of death, if you don't say you believe in this Getchka, we're going to kill you. He says, I believe in the Getchka. Okay, so that's what he says. So that's called doing Avodah Zarah b'mezid. I'm sorry, right? But the guy, the ma'isa was done. It doesn't have the same level of lack of covet to the tzibur to put him up as the kayin. So that's the lomus the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here. It's not going straight, you know, avera versus non avera over here. Okay.
If let's say somebody just doesn't want to listen to this, and Kayan is talking around, and he says, "I'm going to go up." Does the tzibur have to walk out, or they just stand there? If they stand there, it's almost like they're okay with it.
There should be a din of making a mechua, not mechua to physically remove him.
But you have, I'm not talking about removing him. That's a much harder thing to do. I'm saying remove yourself. You're saying, you know, this guy is
well, I think I'm saying if he'd be the only kohen there, yes.
Yeah.
Right,
he's
yes.
The only kohen there.
But because you're mechua, have to make a mechua against what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay. Now it's interesting just the presentation of the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch will go back to other averas in a few sifim. But meanwhile, he goes off to something else. It goes off to the lacha of Shasa, Revius Yain, Revasaz. If a kohen had something to drink, had wine to drink, so he kept in a sakapa, because we equated to avoidah, and by avoidah, the lacha was the shasa yain was not allowed to do avoda. So if a person drank revius yain b'basachas, so lo yisas kapav. Now shasam b'pshtem is upon. So the person didn't drink it in one. Now one drink doesn't mean that he poured down the whole thing and goes all the whole thing down in one shot. It means, but basically he puts the cup in his mouth, he takes a drink, pause to take the drink, etc.
Did they have to pause?
Could be Kadei, there's a shir called Kadei Shias Revius. But if a person takes a drink and then he leaves it and then comes back a little later, so he drank Revius, but that would not preclude him from doing Shias Kapayim. Or he added some water to it, so this water is it was diluted, and he drank a revius, so part of it is water. Okay, so but if he drank more than revius, then the fact that it's mozug doesn't help. I'll be sure mozug because she's over come upon him. Well, he says kapav ad shiyasur yenamila. So in case you drink more than revius, even if it was mozug or he drank it over with some pauses in between, so he can't be nozug kapav.
What about grape juice? That's okay.
The assumption is that grape juice is okay. Okay. And the question all around: what about some things which are not yayin, but they're alcoholic? I'm sure we'll talk about that. Reviyas Yamazachas Kuflam and Zayim. The Birchas Kahanim Medaminen LaAvoda. We quote Birchas Kahanim to Avoda. VaAvoda B'Mikdash KeGavna Skayim. And there's an issur of Shasi Yayin by Avoda. Ma'at Mayim. We put in some water. Retzalomer Shalohoya Yayin Chay wasn't wine which had not, which is just straight wine. Rak Mozik Mad it was slightly diluted. Mutter the Kiagavno Bemikdash and Chayiv. Rak Yisur Balm. In the Mikdash, even in this case it's not mutter. So even though we compare the Shiskapayim to Avoda. The kilo me avoda, what is the chachila? In some ways, we understand that shis kapayim is not the same level of chumra as avoda. We don't say a person the kayan the nosa kapayim shis yan is chay misa, so it's not exactly like avoda. So that much we say in a case where if over there it goes down from a chiyuv to an iser, over here it goes from an iser to being mut. But if it's more than revius, I'll be showing mozug. The kegav the mikdash is chayim, because by mikdash more than revius, even if it's mozug, is chayim. So then over here it's osur. So this remains asher yosur yein until the wine is the effect of the wine wears off. So that we have the same discussion in regards to the issur that a person who is shasa yayin should not daven the chachilo until the wine, the effect of the wine passes. So he said, if it's only revius, so in the case of a drink revius, so the process can be done by walking a little bit. If it's only revius, walking alone doesn't help. He has to walk and rest a little bit. Okay. Chutz alin yayin. This is for wine. B'shar mashkin ha-mashakar. What about other alcoholic beverages? Kasuk magen rom. The muta lisa kapav. Afilin ishtakar. Ad she'en ha-yochel adabri f'nei ha-melech. So there's in halacha we differentiate between three levels of by Siman Sadi test. We had three levels of drinking. We had a person who's called a shosui, means the wine he's drank it a couple. He drank a rias of wine, and he is totally coherent. He'd be able to be darbar l'fnei ha'melech l'maisa. He drank wine, so he should not daven under the circumstances. Sharp brachas are totally mutter. A person then the second one drank, which is called shikr. Shikr is a person who drank to the point where he's not able to do the daven l'fnei ha'melech. There, by sharp brachas, he should not daven at that point time either. But if he does, b'di'evad is yotzei. A shmoneser, he's not yotzei. A shosri who davens shmoneser, b'di'evad is yotzei. A shikr who davens shmoneser, he's not yotzei b'di'evad. And he's considered like a Zohar of the Zohar and all those wonderful things, and he gets to go all the bracha if he waits, all those wonderful things. So that's the madrega of a shikr. So we hear, we're talking about, and then there's a madrega of shikr shaloi, where the person is not really coherent at all. It's not a problem, he can't be madabra the same elo, he can't be madabra period, right? The conversation, but the madrega, which over here we're talking about, which is referred to over there, is shikr, which means he drank enough that he can't be madabra the same elo. That would, the Magen Rama says, by shar mashkim, he's allowed to be no sakab. It's at the end of the day, it's a bracha, and the brachas are mutter, or at least b'di'evad in a situation which over here he can't do it later. Fine. Is that the Magen Avraham? The Tefillah Ki Hagavna, Tefillah Tu'eva, by davening Tefillah in a situation of a Shikur, his Tefillah is considered a Tu'eva. This is Kapayim, it's Mutter, but by Duchening, that's Mutter. Because a shikur can't be tefillah by definition is a meal with Nehemelot, and you can't stand in front of the king, and if you do, it's an insult to the king, so it's a tawaif. Bichus Kadam is not an act of tefillah in the sense that it's a meal with Nehemelot, and therefore doesn't have that problem. That is the Magen Avraham. Comes the Shapur. Al Harbor Khadim Kolkum Al Zeb. The many Akhadim argue, and he brings you the list over here. Al Samid, Al Arab, Dar Chayim, Taz, etc. Shir the Gamma Bishar Mashka, Koshin Ishtaka, Bemachan, Yokal Rabbi the Melech, and Unusakapa. By other alcoholic beverages as well. If he reaches the point which is called an Alacha Shikur, he should not be Nusakapa. We are Mikitoi. So Yami Gito is grape juice, which means it has not fermented yet. It just came straight out of the. You press the grapes. It's now and you take it out. Now our grapes might be a little bit better because it's pasteurized and it cannot ferment. So it's but the mice, the normal assumption of Allah that grapes is like Yami Gito. That's Magen Avraham Lesser and his Kapayim. A Kama Chredim Cholkam Alav Kim Meshener Meshak. Many. Many of them hold that situation he'd be allowed to minos the cup. I can't tell you that I know what the minig is, because in general we don't have kahanim drinking grape juice before duchening in chutz l'oritz. Probably not Israel as well. I don't know, but because you can't eat before davening, and anytime we're making kiddush, the kahanim duchen before. Okay.
It seems like the Magen Avraham is very focused on the grape.
The grape element, yes.
The grape element.
Correct.
Because in certain cases it's machmer, in certain cases it's makel.
Yes, correct. You're correct. He sees it as a loch and yain. Okay. Lamatess. Lohoyaboy echad meadwarim hamboinim in Sias Kapai. We had none of the problems which we had above of doing for him to be duchening. He's not so careful about doing mitzvahs. And people are saying rumors about him, which Mishra points out, and they're true rumors. The guy's involved, we think he should be involved in, etc. No, he says, Kapov. Shane Sharaver is more than Nisias Kapayim, because other areas do not preclude him from doing Nisias Kapayim. I would have written Siflamites right after Siflamites. Right, that you know, we're with a mumur and other aveiros, and then you know, siska wine is a totally different issue. I don't know why the order is as presented. Okay, but that's the way it is.
Other aveiros, not aveiros,
are not a problem. Mr. Berle Kufan Beis Echem Edwarim. He has none of the problems which he had before, having a mum, etc., whatever it is. It's lemur and his karma simmons that. But Enamadat Mimitzis, Hano Philomitzis Chamuris, Karayas, Mikadoima. The fellow does a Rayas. He does a Rayas Mamish. And Marana Acharov, Philomino Shalemis, Shumafurs, and Lakabri Yashasa. It's not just he does it, people know that he does it. The guy's involved with women, a Rayas, you know, and he's Nishkin Grace at Tzadik, shall we say, and people know about it. The law is he came in as a Kapov. Shane Charveris, Pierre Schutz, my brother, Skilulam, Mashikhas Domim, Mechanal. So we've spoken before about Mashikhas Domim, because there's Yedechim Domim Aleu, and the hands are full of Dam. We spoke about Avodah Zorah before. But other than that, or we'll see there's the mitzvahs which the Kahanim have specific mitzvahs. Those would be a reason why he can't do it. But other Averis, which are, you know, he's not a Tzaddik, he's a Raja, but he can do Avodah, he can be Nasa Kapov. The other verses are not minded. The Kuf Memvav. Hanu Afilo Yosu Tshuva Chatov, even though he's not done Tshuva. A Tam Chasam Rama. Vishuzoy Mitzvahs Asay. A Kol Koyim A Koyin Shuroy Lisin Nisis Kapayim. Every Mitzvah, every Koyin has a Chiyuv of Nisis Kapayim. Vein Arman Lord of Russia. Hosef Rasha Vehi Manam In A Mitzvahs. You don't say, person, you know, you're Russia. I'm sorry, you can't wear tefillin today, and you can't wear, you know, blow shayfer, and you can't take a lulav because you did a verses yesterday. One is one or the other. Now, Valtisma Vatimer, don't ask me a kasha. Umato Birchas Hedyad Zeh, Grace of Maisa, this Kayan's giving me a bracha. He had a Kayan, you know. The guy's slucha, who knows what, right? The answer is, Shein Kimala Bracha, Tali Bakan, Melu Bakanish Boruch. The Russian, this is the Matadishim quotes over here, Yerushalmi. That Yerushalmi Mamish Slotin, Shalatarma, Ish, Plenty Megala Rais, Vashavad, Vuhuma Varcheni. I'm getting a bracha for Zazam and Megala Rais. I'm a Kurdish Baruch, Mimimim Varchacha, Loinim Varchacha. It's not him, it's me. Shanemar, like it says, Mishlamash Mabade Yisomani Varchim. Akanam Oysim, it's awesome, she said, well, they do their mitzvah. Kurdish Baruch, Murakam Varchim, it's so Makepsa. So this is the Rambam. So the Rambam says that it's not, the Rambam asked the kasha. The Rambam says, you know, that the Mefragan got the kasha. There it is, you got it all wrong. It's not the Kohen that's giving you a bracha. It's Kodesh Baruch Hu giving you a bracha when the Kohen does the mitzvah that he's supposed to do. This mitzvah he did, right? So we shouldn't take that away from him. I do want to point out, however, this is all talking about a case that a person did it, L'teyavim. There is a halacha of Mumar Echol Nevelis L'hachis, which there he's saying, he's basically throwing off the whole concept of Torah. That already is a different story. That's already would have the psul of Mormon. That's a couple of the Mormon Levodas Gilulim. He's denying the authority of the Torah over him, or the divinity of the Torah, or Kodesh Baruch Hu's, etc. That's all different ballgame. It's about a person who believes in Torah. He has taiva, so he doesn't control himself, and he doesn't really think about it too hard, he doesn't really care about it too much. But the Maitre is not doing the Lahach, he's doing the Teyobin, so that would not pass on him. Okay. Kayin shenosa grusha, lo yisas kapa. A kayin married to a grusha is not allowed to be nosa kapaim. Okay. So this again, this is psul d'rabbanan. It's not in the raisa. Chacham said, since he's not maintaining kedushas kahuna by doing one of the various which are specifically commanded to the kayin, we cannot allow him to function like a kayin. He doesn't get the first aliyah. He doesn't do it, etc. I feel a gersha and mesa, even if he divorced her or she died, is possible. He's still possible. And until we know that he's totally stopped, they totally removed himself from such an idea. How does he do that?
Well, he was married to a divorced.
Yeah. Ashir Hanoah, he makes a Isser Hanoah on himself. Aldas Rabim. In a matter which cannot be, you cannot go to, you know, be matan at her afterwards. It's done al das rabim, so I didn't mean it. It's not to you anymore. You did al das whatever the tzibur decides. So the whole tzibur would have to be asked, but that's impossible. So you cannot be matan this matter. It's a matter which is going to be binding. And he says
that would have to be what?
So if you make a net al das rabim, there's no way to be matter it because it's up to the tzibur, it's up to all of the klayus of the decide, not him. So you can't. You can't be matter net. It's not up to you what you thought. Who cares what you thought anymore? So called das rabim, and his netter was that if he goes and marries, it's a netter. So netter in the halacha, the difference in a netter and a shua. Shua is I will or will not do something. Netter is I'm making an item osur on me. So he's making the matter. He's going to be osur hanoa from everything in the world if he marries a grusha. Well, clearly he's not going to do that because, like, what's supposed to do afterwards? So he's going to make Be'anoshim Shu'asa Be'em, and he does it that he's not going to take any one of the women that he's going to, that he's also to be with. I think it'll also work if he's mother Hanoa from any woman which is also to him, so maybe he can't marry her because there's no way to be with her without with in such a situation, and obviously he has to divorce her. Okay, so that will allow him now to be reinstated with the status of Kahuna. Kufan Beis. Echemia Dvorim, to learn around his Kerma Simon. I'm sorry, no. Kufan Zayn. Kanshanasa Grusha. Mudin Chalala, Vizayna, or Chalutza. Any one of the women, which would be what the Torah says, have a Psula Kahuna. A Kohen can't marry a woman who's a Chalala, can't marry a woman who's a Zayna, or a woman who's a Chalutza. A Zayna is a woman. Zayna does not mean a woman who lives promiscuously. Zayna means that a woman who had Bia with a man who's also turned to her that Bia with. And a Chalala is either a woman who had Bia, which is a man who's also to her in Isir Kahuna. So if a woman is an almana, and a kayin gadol would have beer with her, she comes a chalal. That's an Isser Kahuna. Now she's also tall Kahanim. A woman had beer with a goy, is a Zoyna, because she had beer with a man which is also to her. A chalutza, or a woman who's a chalutza. So all of these would have the same din, that they can't be Nasa Kapayim, and they do not get the first Aliyah, etc. Now, Mashin is barbed some exchange shar various moinim nisias kapayim. I don't understand. We just said other various don't take him in nisias kapayim. So what happened? Hanu dafka various shein shar kahanim muzar miyosim yisrael. That's referring to various which are various which belong all of Klal Yisrael. That's we said before. Abu Mashar kahanim muzar miyosim yisrael. With that which are the special kahuna mitzvahs. Shekedushas kahanim garam aloi. So they come because of kedushas kahuna. He's ignoring it. So therefore, if you're not acting like a kohen, we don't treat the common said we're not going to treat you like a kohen.
Even a raya, we think is more common than it's a grusha.
Correct. Correct. Right. Correct. So there's a golden Sinai that works. So he has to do Al-Das Rabim. So Neder Al Das Rabim ain't Lo Yatar. There's no way to mount a Neder which Al-Das Rabim. Al-Kshalo Yidr Al-Das Rabim. He doesn't do Al-Das Rabim. Chashin, we're afraid. Shema Yelich, it's a Chacham. We Yishol Ad-Nidroi. Fisha Yetzar Ra, take well a rice. He wants to do his Aveir, whatever it is. Of marrying this rice over here, meaning the Isri Kuhuna. He wants the woman. And he'll go to somebody without necessarily giving him the background. And he's saying, you know, he made this sister, you know, whatever. And then, oh, okay, I have karata, you know, so he's matir. So we said, no, they can make another, which is impossible to matir. We got himself a garish son, he has to divorce her as well. I mashal his gimel karba dover zeh. Then the Shulchan Aruch didn't mention he has to divorce her. Shem the koil afal gersho umesa shows gimel tefillah. It's going back on the words which we mentioned over here. He already said he divorced her. Even though he divorced her, she died. He's still possible until he makes that neder hanoah. In some case, he divorced already. If he hadn't, this is not going to help. He wants to keep her a little bit longer. After he hit her mena hanoah, he was mad hanoah from the woman. So he's not having to be with her anymore, obviously. So he can't be Nosakapov. So why not? Because if they're living together as a husband and wife, even though he's promising his mutter anoa, he's not getting anoa from her, we don't trust it. Because in Ain't Up a Trouble's Arias, we have a concept we don't assume that by Arias that the person's going, we can't assume that they're going to act properly. So therefore, he can't be Nosakapov, even though he made her, was mutter anoa from the woman. I want to correct myself. Pasha the car in the case of the mutter anoa, we're definitely sufficient. He's mutter anoa from all those women. So, Mela, we're not. Once he's not with them, we don't assume he's going to be over his netter and take them. Now, it's an interesting thing because the very in the Torah of marrying a grushi, he doesn't care about. We trust him on the netter part. It's like sort of reminds you, like, you know, of the joke story, which I don't know whether it's true or not, you know, about the guy who had milk in his, you know, fridge, and people kept taking the milk, etc. They were very frustrated because they had taken the milk. So they put it, it's Gzela, it's Osir, it's Gneva, it's Osir. Finally put a note, it's not called Yisrael, nobody touched it, you know. Like, you know, so whether the story is true or not, I don't know, but, like, you know, it's just a Gona, Grusha, whatever, but a Neder, Chas V'Sholom. Right, but that's what we seem to be saying over here. Okay.